Hello and welcome to Rock and Roll, the interview series in which we talk to our colleagues about their roles and lives in the world of testing. This session focuses on Rock's Next Generation Test Engineering Academy, and it explores two slightly different experiences of our Academy consultants. My name is Stephen Knowles. Joining me today is Fred Hallows, an Academy consultant who's been with Rock since October, and giving a slightly different perspective and a fresh one is Junaid Raja, who joined Rock's most recent academy in July of this year. I'll let these gentlemen introduce themselves and give us an insight into their lives outside of Rock.
Hi, yeah, I'm Fred. I graduated from York University last year now with a first in mathematics. I enjoy programming, I enjoy like video games, and I enjoy hiking with my dog in the Peak District.
Yeah, and I'm Junaid. I graduated in electrical engineering back in 2016, then went on to do a PGCE in 2019. So yeah, I've been done quite a bit. My hobbies, mainly fitness, food, music. So I'm always setting myself new challenges, and I'm always up for a burger and a milkshake. Can't go wrong.
We'll get to the food later, actually. But thank you very much. That's really interesting that you've both got slightly different backgrounds. And it shows that testing as a community can appeal to a wide range of different people and different career paths. So on that front, can you tell us exactly what attracted you to a career in testing? Junaid?
Yeah, so obviously I had a massive career change and I was looking at things that would actually entice me for the future. So I just did a lot of research into testing itself. And what I found that it was like, it's a career that kind of allows you to, you know, you're constantly being creative, you're thinking outside the box. And one of the main reasons what attracted me was the fact that you're always learning. And that's a big thing to me because it just shows me that the career will never be stagnant.
And you said you had a career change. What were you doing previously?
So I was a teacher, a qualified teacher for 2 years in my own class. Obviously had 1 year of training. So that's what I was doing before.
Okay, great stuff. And again, we'll talk about that a little bit more in a bit. Fred, what attracted you to the world of testing?
So I've always enjoyed efficiency. And I think you get a lot of that within testing, whether it's performance testing or just pointing out bugs that slow down the user experience. And then it's just fun to try and break things, you know, and that's part of the job. You just get to have a crack at a new system and see what you can make go wrong.
Yeah, and that's very much part of it. You know, finding things that you can break is almost like a fundamental part of our role. So what specifically attracted you to our Rock Engineering Academy, Fred?
So, I mean, it started as just a generic company, right? You know, throwing out the applications. And then the more I looked into it, the better it looked. Like, it started off with, like, just little perks, like perk box. And then I came in for the interview and I realized how relaxed and friendly it was. And then more so when, because I lived quite far away, so they allowed me to do a remote interview for my final one, which, you know, they've been very accommodating and understanding, which I like. And then there's also a lot of support was promised and it's been delivered on. So I came out of uni with literally no work experience and came straight into Rock, and they've given me so much support. It was promised at the start and it's been given, and I'm still getting it because I'm still working on self-development, which they push you to do, or like encourage you to do.
Okay, and that's brilliant. That's actually brilliant to hear, Fred, and that's really reassuring for somebody in my role, because I know Rock places a real commitment on the support it gives its people. So the fact that that's been delivered on is really exciting to hear. Junaid, yourself, I know you're kind of only 6 weeks in. How are you finding it now since you've been here?
Well, I mean, it's been great, honestly. Literally everything that Fred just said then, I could reiterate it over and over again. I mean, the community over here at Rock is what mainly attracted me to come, and, you know, not even attracted me to come and want to work here. I just wanted to be part of the team and, you know, genuinely just take it on as a career. And Rock in general, I mean, the support, everyone's always offering a helping hand, regardless of where you are, where you're up to with your work, or, well, myself, I mean, with the training as well. Everyone's always offering a helping hand, whether it be part of the team that I'm working with at the moment, or whether it be some of the credency instructors, or even you, Steve. I mean, I'm always coming to you. So I think it's just the fact that that's what attracted me. And you know, the program itself is quite thoroughly explained. So it's, you know, you got your boot camp, and then you're then told that you're going to be working with, you're going to be working on client once it's over. But I mean, like Fred said, I mean, he's still, you know, 10-11 months in, I think. I mean, and he's still getting the support that I'm getting now. So I mean, it's good to hear him say it, because it's the first time I've actually heard another graduate from previous, you know, say the things I want to hear. So it's quite pleasant.
Wow, and that's that is fantastic. You know, that that consistency of support and development is something we really invest in. So to hear you talking about it, and like I said, Fred saying it's been delivered on, is yeah, it's really great to hear. So Fred, coming back to your current project, then your current assignment. I'm sure Junaid's dying to know what he'll be doing when he gets out there after his training. What does the day-to-day look like for you? So what would you say your day-to-day is like, and what are the biggest challenges you have at the moment?
So my day-to-day, mostly, I think currently I'm working on multi-billion dollar bank down in London. And so I started off on there just doing mostly scripting before, because when I came in, I wasn't, obviously you don't understand the systems well, you don't know the people. So we'd come out of the boot camp enjoying automation and having done a bit in our self-dev time as well, us being me and Harlan, another grad who has been placed on the same project as me so far. So we started on automation, then as we started getting more comfortable with the team, more comfortable with the software and the tools that we were using to test it, we got brought in more and to become more involved in all the testing. So we're now like talking to business analysts regularly, and just sort of getting a lot more involved. I think Harland has been split off, and I've been split between three or four different features on the bank, because you know because of the training that Rock's given me, I've got you know, been able to take on that responsibility, particularly because the test lead has been very, you know, he's very supportive. So any problem that I have, I can go to him, mm-hmm. which is really nice. Like, they give you the support that you need. And I think also, as well as that, there's been, you know, in trying to get on a little bit earlier in the morning just to get some more self-dev done with my framework, which, you know, everyone's been super helpful with. You know, I've gone, if I need help, I go and ask. And then sometimes they don't know it, but then they point you in a direction of someone who does. And so we've been making really solid progress on that as well.
Okay, and that's great. And just picking up on a couple of things that you said there, it sounds to me like the type of work that you're doing now is actually full test engineer responsibilities, rather than just being given graduate opportunities or those kind of, let's say, lower level tasks. You sound like you're knee deep in the actual planning, scheduling and organizing of work. Would you say that's right?
Yeah, so I don't know exactly the responsibilities of a test engineer, but there's been at least one feature where I've been fully involved, and I've been basically the sole test resource for it, whether that's creating the test cases, getting them validated by the business analyst, and then executing the test cases once the feature has been pushed into the test environment. So yeah, I'm 100% knee deep in it, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, of course. You know, that's so rewarding for me to hear, because it means all that training and all that investment of your learning is actually now being delivered upon by the practical work that you're being given. So that's fantastic. So I now want to go back to Junaid, actually, because having heard that from Fred, and I appreciate this is probably the first time you've been involved in a conversation of this level with Fred, how does that make you feel about the type of work that you're going to be doing, Junaid? Because obviously you change careers.
Yeah.
Do you think that that is the type of work you want to get involved in?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think in the academy already, they're sort of like exposing us to bits and bobs of what we may be doing come down the future. But I'm actually listening to Fred tell us what he's actually been involved in kind of like excites me, just to be knee deep in a lot of stuff that is going to really matter. It's going to matter not just to our development, but to the people that we are working with. So I think one of the biggest things that I live by is obviously, you know, making sure that the work that we're doing is going towards a greater good, and that's exactly what Fred is doing. So I just can't wait to be a part of it, to be honest.
Brilliant. Okay. Really exciting stuff. And Fred, thank you again. Thank you for that overview, because that really kind of paints a good picture for somebody who's at the kind of the beginning of their career. But what I also appreciate is Junaid's in the position that you were in only 9 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really, really refreshing. Okay. So question to you both. Fred, you're nearly at the end of the academy. What have you enjoyed most about it, and how do you think it has developed your career?
So I've really been enjoying automation. So when we were in the academy, we had like our end of academy project. I think I was mostly focused on the automation testing of that. And then when I got placed on my first project, there was a lot of downtime because there was access issues. So during that, I got started on my framework, which I've been really enjoying. So it's an automation framework that is designed to help you test. It's just designed to help you test. So we've done a web-based one, and then we've been doing an app-based one, like iOS apps, and a desktop app one. And I really enjoyed doing that. I think it's, you know, I enjoy just sort of getting stuck into something on my own, but also having the support necessary, knowing that I can reach out and get it, which has been great. As I said, everyone who I've asked has helped me with that. And I think the training that we were given, it was great to get the initial structure, the initial baseline, so that the structure sort of led you to Rock and to show what Rock's about and who the people are. And then the baseline sort of gave you knowledge to spring off in your self-dev, which again, Rock will still support, but it sort of gives you the direction that you need in order to, you know, develop your skills to progress.
Okay, great stuff. So Junaid, you're 6 weeks into the bootcamp training. What have you enjoyed the most so far?
It's quite hard to narrow it down to a T because we've done so much. But the one thing that I would say technically what I've enjoyed a lot is the C# aspect, you know, learning the language. You know, been writing a Fibonacci sequence within C# and then, you know, writing our own test against it. I've really enjoyed it. I mean, the you know, the Credersi instructors themselves are absolutely outstanding. The quality of training they've given us have been amazing. I mean, it's almost as if the next step is a learning block that's built upon the last one, so no one's ever really left behind. And it's quite reassuring because it not only gives us an opportunity to consolidate our learning, but I mean, even with our personal development time, there are opportunities to extend what we've already learned without having to, you know, stress, if that makes any sense. So yeah, I mean, the C# aspect technically is the thing that I've enjoyed the most, but so far the experience as a whole, it's hard not to say I haven't enjoyed it, because I have thoroughly.
Great stuff. And do you know what? Thank you so much for just mentioning kind of the quality of the training there, because again, we put a lot of thought into how we designed the training course, and it is purposely done so that we can do a bit of work and then reflect on it and go back over it. And we realized that sometimes boot camps can be a little intense, but we've wanted to try and take the intensity out of it so that it allows people to develop at the right pace, so you're kind of all at the same level when you come out. So that's really refreshing to hear that you've said that.
Okay, is there still the Arrow self-dev scheduled every day? Because I really enjoyed that when we had our training.
Yes, it is, Fred. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you for asking that question. We still do the self-development, allow people to do the self-development during the actual course. And then what we've also introduced this year, while you asked that question, is we've introduced some surgeries on Tuesday and Thursday where people can go over specific things from within the course of the last 2 days. And we just found that sometimes we've got people within the course who've got it kind of and don't need that extra time, but some people who've just struggled with a different concept. So we've introduced some elements of it. And the good thing about that is, Fred, that was based on the feedback that you provided as a team from the previous academy. So that's how we've designed the course. So thank you.
Yeah, I think like it's been great to see. It's not just been feedback on the training course, like any feedback that I've given to Rock, it tends to be acted on very quickly, which I've really enjoyed.
Yeah, even though I've only been here like 6-7 weeks, I can say the same thing. We've always given Steve feedback, and it's always been something they've taken into consideration for the next couple of sessions, maybe the next week even.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you. And thank you for sharing that. So, look, we've talked about work enough now, right? Let's have a little bit of fun with it. So on all our guests on Rock and Roll, we've asked them during the lunch hour, because obviously we do allow people to have breaks and lunch hours. If you were to go to Tesco's and you get a meal deal, what would be your meal of choice? So, Junaid, what would be your meal of choice?
It'd have to be a cheese ploughman sandwich, a whisper, and I'd also probably get, I mean, I don't know if you get chicken, yeah, whisper, and then, you know, in Tesco, I think they do the cold coffees or the mm-hmm. innocent smoothies, or it just depends on my mood, one of them.
Okay, so you're not one for counting the calories, obviously.
No, I can't. Enjoy it.
Okay, Fred, what would be your choice?
So, I mean, if it's going to be like a Tesco place, I'd normally go for a chicken Caesar and bacon wrap with some variety of salt and vinegar crisps and like a smoothie, but I prefer Morrison's because they have the pick and mix salad bar, and that's
okay. Do you know what, I was gonna get in touch with somebody out of marketing from Tesco after this one while we featured them every month, but I might hold on to that now. You said you prefer Morrison's, but very honest answer. Okay, finally, Fred, if you could give Junaid one piece of advice on his journey now, what would that be?
So I was going to say, like, don't be afraid to ask for help. But I feel like he knows that, right? I feel like everyone at Rock, from what he said, has been as welcoming as they were for me. So I think just get started on your framework earlier than you expect, because starting is the hardest part. And like, well, once you get going, once you get the momentum, it's a lot easier to carry on. And like, if you get blocked, it's nice to know that you have the buffer of time to work on that. And again, you get stuck in it, you ask for help. And people are more than willing to help you every single time.
Yeah, brilliant, Fred. Thank you. Thank you. And Junaid, to put you on the spot with a question, we're likely to use this video when we're doing our next recruitment drive for our next academy and probably for our apprenticeship later this year. So what's the one piece of advice you would give to somebody who's looking for a career in testing and joining the Rock Test Engineering Academy?
What I would say is, if you're thinking about a career in testing and you're really, really interested in it, do you know what? Do not be afraid to make the jump. And it's not only just about testing. I mean, once you get into it, you realize that it's not just a world of, you're not just into the world of tech. I mean, it's so huge. I'd pretty much call it a universe. The scope is enormous. And the Rock Academy in general, I mean, you are well looked after. I mean, like I'm sure we've mentioned, you know, quite a few times, as we've spoken about, you know, the support is absolutely unbelievable. I've never been in a place where I've been so supported. I'm only 6-7 weeks in, and still, Fred's still getting that quality of support where he is now. And another just last point on that, what I'd say is just to consider the Rock sort of Academy, is because what I've noticed is it's differentiated to your ability. It doesn't matter where you are with it. It doesn't matter how you could be you could be a newborn baby, and you know.
Okay, well, let's not fall foul of the employment laws, Junaid. Let's just be careful there. But I do get what you mean, because I know we have got people on our academy who are not specialist computer science degrees. They've come from a wide range of backgrounds, and we've given them all an opportunity, so I do get that. So it's brilliant advice. So thank you both. That's amazing advice from you both, and thank you for sharing your experience and thoughts today, because we kind of are hoping to share this with other people, like I said, when we do our recruitment. So you've given us a fantastic insight into what life is like in the Rock Academy and what it is like at the different stages, and more importantly, what it's like being part of the Rock team. Thank you for listening to us today. Especially thank you to Junaid and Fred for sharing their personal stories. Best of luck in the next steps of your careers. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes of Rock and Roll. And we are lining up another one really soon. So thanks again for joining us, and goodbye from the gentleman.
Bye.
Cheers. Thank you.
And goodbye from me. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.